It's 3 GMT in the last hour. Former US President Donald Trump has announced he will run for president again in 2024 elections. He launched his campaign at his estate in Florida a week after midterm elections. Trump's earlier than usual announcement is seen as a move to discourage other contenders like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Together, we will be taking on the most corrupt forces and entrenched interests imaginable. Our country is in a horrible state. We're in grave trouble. This is not a task for a politician or a conventional candidate. This is a task for a great movement that embodies the courage, confidence, and the spirit of the American people. This is a movement. This is not for any one individual.
Rene O'Day is joining us now from outside Donald Trump's estate in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm just looking at the monitors here, and Donald Trump is still speaking. And at the start of the speech, he seemed to hit all the targets that he usually hits. What did you make of the speech?
That's right, Rob. He definitely hit all the targets that he usually hits and then some. Like you said, he is still speaking now. We're past the 1 hour mark. He was pretty right on time at 9 o'clock local time here when he took the stage and started to dive right into things. He said that America's comeback starts right now. When he was referring to the 4 years he was in office, he said that everybody was thriving. He mentioned all different races. He said that he saved the economy during the COVID-19 pandemic. And he said inflation was not existent and drugs weren't making it past the southern border. So he spent a lot of the time on the podium doing what Trump does, and that's tooting his own horn, talking about all of the decisions that he made while he was in office and why the decisions that are being made now with the current president in office aren't the correct ones. It is an announcement that we were largely expecting. And moments before he took the stage, actually, his office filed the paperwork necessary for his candidacy to be made official. So they did that. He took the stage. He made his speech. He made his announcement. On the backdrop of it, we've got a few dozen Trump supporters that were camped out outside of Mar-a-Lago, outside of his resort here. Not as many as we normally would have seen in the past, but definitely just as loud. So, yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens now over the course of the next 2 years. It's kind of a sticky issue right now with some disunity within the Republican Party. Not knowing quite yet if they're going to back Donald Trump as the candidate for the presidential election in 2024. There is a push out there to get Ron DeSantis the nomination for the Republican Party. He's the governor of Florida. He just won by a landslide in last week's elections. And some polls that have been put out recently show that if he were to go up against Donald Trump, that he's got about an 11 percentage point lead in some of the main primary states, some of the first primary states. So we're just going to have to wait and see which way the wind blows with this. With Donald Trump, anything goes.
I know that he's been speaking to a room full of very powerful and very wealthy backers, all of whom are ardent supporters of Donald Trump. But I know you've been talking, as you mentioned, there are supporters outside Mar-a-Lago. I know you've been talking to them. What have they been telling you?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can hear the horns and the cheering and whatnot behind us. But yeah, I spoke to several of them. I spoke to a woman who was a minister. I spoke to the head of the Blacks for Trump organization. We spoke to a young man in his early 20s who is a political commentator. And all of them tend to really say kind of the same thing, that they won't back anybody else, that Trump is their guy, that they want to see a return to constitutionalism, and that there is one person leading the country for the people, of the people. When asked if, you know, if he didn't get the nomination from the Republican Party and it was Ron DeSantis who was the forerunner for the Republicans, would they vote for him? It was an ardent no. Some of the people said that he gets paid to be the governor. That's all he needs to do. He is not anything more than a governor. Some people accused some of his mandates during COVID, for instance, and things like that as hindering on their rights. So it's kind of tricky. They are very ardent Trump supporters. They will not budge on an idea of anybody else but Trump being their president. So it's going to be a very tough road for whoever the Republican nominee is, if it's not Trump in the future, to gain that support base, to get those voters to vote for them.
Rene, thank you very much indeed. Rene O'Day talking to us from outside Donald Trump's estate, West Palm Beach in Florida. Trump's decision to run again for the White House will raise questions about the future direction of the Republican Party, as Patty Culhane reports from Washington.
He's back where he loves to be, in the spotlight and at the center of the conversation. Former President Donald Trump now says he wants to be back in the White House. But unlike the last time he announced his bid, he's now the focus of numerous federal and state investigations, potentially hoping as a presidential candidate he can't be indicted. Analysts say it's not likely to deter the U.S. Attorney General.
I don't think so. I think he might have to give it a second chance. But it also allows Donald Trump to really play the victim and to say that he's being politically persecuted by the Biden administration, which is something he likes to do anyways.
And he's coming off a losing streak in the midterm elections. Most of his handpicked candidates got the nomination to run as Republicans and lost. For the Senate in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Vermont, and Arizona, where three of his top picks lost. His picks for governors, 10 lost. And a slew of House races saw his chosen candidates lose.
Republicans were expecting a red wave that would put them firmly in control of both chambers of Congress. Historically, it should have happened, but it didn't. So now Republicans are publicly and privately asking themselves if the future of their party is one not led by Donald Trump.
I think our next candidate will be looking to the future, not to the past, and I think our next candidate will win.
That might be easier said than done. While Trump is being blamed by the Republican media, polls show his base still backs him. Still, Republicans who have long sought to distance their party from Trump see hope.
What I do hope is that it sends a signal to Republican leaders and Republican primary voters that it is one thing to win a Republican primary, and it is another to win a general election. What happened this November is a bunch of independents and college-educated suburban moderates rejected Donald Trump's handpicked candidates.
That said, he has won before, despite the controversies and countless crass remarks, the most infamous failing to prevent his victory in 2016.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
You better run, cops!
And even after he sent a mob to the Capitol on January 6th for what turned out to be a violent insurrection, Republicans showed signs of abandoning him, only to come back days or weeks later. This announcement now forcing Republican politicians and financial backers to wonder, can they win elections with him or without him? It seems they will now find that out. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.